Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Jackie Chan gives advice to young people to travel while they're still younger. Because your money will return, but your time won't. Or do both if you can. Save your money and spend some of it on travel. I'm glad I traveled while I was younger because, as you get older, health becomes an issue. And I also found it gets boring once you've been to most of the places you want to see. I would also advise traveling on your own so you get to see and do the things that you want. When you travel in a group, you never see half the stuff you want, unless it's a tour group. Traveling when you're poor has more value than when you're rich. Up next, would you look at that? Another Lilu Dallas Nepo baby. I'm glad that Mila Jovovich held on to that multi-pass from The Fifth Element. This is an old picture, and here's a newer one of Ever Anderson. Now that she's 18. First Reese Witherspoon, and now Jovovich have daughters that look like their clones. Looks like their dad's genes didn't even try to do anything. Ever Anderson also played a young Natasha Romanoff in that terrible Black Widow film. Number 3, Base Japan refuses to let Muslims build their cemeteries in the country, and tells them to bury their dead back at home. They don't literally want them to set roots in the country. I also heard they don't give them citizenship. But you can become a citizen if you've lived there for 10 to 20 years and are fluent in the language. The Japanese aren't stupid. They can see what's going on in the West with all the Islamic enrichments. Moving on now, women are complaining about misogyny in fashion. Oh really? 82% of fashion designers in the United States are women. Maybe that's why there's no new fashion and they just recycle things that have been done in the past. Of the remaining 18%, 60 to 70% of those are gay males. That means straight men in fashion are less than 5%. Women rarely gain the status and influence of male designers like Armani, Hugo Boss, Versace, Calvin Klein, and Christian Dior. Number 5, professors are now turning to oral exams to prevent AI-assisted cheating. Those are the ones that care if their students learn something or not. I know a high school teacher and his students submit AI-written work all the time. Instead of correcting them on it, he just uses AI software to mark their work. The students and teachers are both cheating, and human intellect will suffer because of it. We're becoming cognitively diminished. I make a video each day in part to help me keep my mind sharp. Up next, here's the difference between when a man is called sir and when a woman is called ma'am. She doesn't look too happy. She also looks like she just ate an entire party-sized pizza. If you want to go for bonus points, you can tell her, please calm down, ma'am. Especially if she's in her late 20s and early 30s and just hit the wall. The ma'am in that picture isn't even a lady. That's some dude named Richard, even though he looks and sounds like a woman. Number 7, why the hell does Facebook only allow racism against white males? Its race-blind algorithm finds that 90% of the hate speech out there is directed towards white people and men. You know that white people are generally the least racist group, and this is a way to egg us on so we become racist too. Remember guys, just because you don't hate people based on the color of their skin doesn't mean they don't hate you for the color of yours. I hate people based on their low IQs and not skin pigments. Moving on, here's another weekly reminder that marriage is still the main way for women to get rich. It's not the actual marriage, but the subsequent divorce. But the only way this usually works for women is if they marry a man. Marrying another woman, that doesn't work out all that well. The richest women in the world all got their money through divorce or inheritance. Oprah and Taylor Swift are the outliers. Men are in love and women are in business. Number 9, Canada's top DEI general says the country is ready for war. No wonder the troops are leaving in record numbers. They don't want to be used as cannon fodder on the Russian front. Maybe the reason we flooded the country with fighting-age men was because Canada was planning to send them all to Ukraine. I doubt it. They'll probably take over Canada once all the young white men are sent to die overseas by this grandma. She needs to get ready by ironing a white flag for her eventual surrender. This is what the battle against Canada is going to look like. Up next, here's social proof in action. Women found the same men more attractive when they were told that they were married, while men found the same women less attractive if they were told they were married. Men don't want run-through Tracys while women want Chads willing to commit to them. They get the impulse to homewreck and destroy a family. The best way to stay single as a man is to be single in the first place. Women also chase married men because they despise women who are happy and want to destroy their lives and relationships. Number 11, Andrea is proud of herself because she did all of this without the help of a man. I don't know what's worse, the work or that she's proud of it. Why stop there, Andrea? why not start an OnlyFans page where you just post videos of you doing work like this? I'd love to pay to watch the process. I'm impressed that it's standing in that cabinet on the far left looks somewhat level. But I suspect those cabinets will eventually crush her when she gets the dishes. Moving on, what happened to the economy? We saw video game console sales drop the most since 2005, with Xbox down a whopping 70%. Maybe it's not the economy, maybe instead it's because there aren't any good games anymore. Women are cheering this news because they enjoy destroying a man's peace and getting the attention back onto themselves. Plus, let's not forget, these consoles are already half a decade old, and the people that want them probably already bought them a long time ago. Number 13, according to the U.S. government census, in 1860, at the height of slavery in America, only 0.35% of white Americans owned slaves, but 40% of the tiny hat population owned them. So basically 78% of the slave owners were them. The government should censor this information from the history books, because after all, we aren't supposed to know about it. And yet all the calls for reparations for descendants of black slaves are for white people to pay. Maybe the reparations are coming from the wrong place. Up next, here's what the average American working 40 hours a week looks like trying to buy a two-bedroom home in any state. Does this mean there's a housing correction incoming? If there isn't one, then the days of living alone as a single or even non-extended family are over. There will be clusters of families or clans living together. But I have a plan to buy a house. I'm going to put all my money into Fartcoin, and when I win, I'll be king. Just kidding. Number 15, more people are being ended taking vaccines, but that's still no reason to avoid them. They want you to ignore the evidence and increase your risk of death. And you just know that the next headline will be something like this, warning people to get their jabs if they haven't already died. And the sad part is, someone will read this and do it. You might have to take one for the team and exit your meat suit, but don't worry about it. Moving on, why is it that 75% of men are more loyal to their barbers than their partners? It's probably because a barber holds a sharp object against your throat and doesn't hurt you. If he doesn't hurt you that way, remember that he can do it in other ways, but he doesn't. But if your partner gets mad at you, then you sleep on the couch. If your barber gets mad at you, you look like an idiot for a couple of weeks. Also, barbers make us look good while women keep pointing out all the bad things we do that they don't like. Number 17, China has introduced these AI health kiosks that scan your vital signs and do basic tests to diagnose your illnesses in minutes. We need something like this in the West to give doctors and nurses a wake-up call. Meanwhile, people in Canada are dying in hospital hallways waiting to see a doctor on a hospital bed from the 1990s. But these machines are dangerous because they could make a mistaken diagnosis. I'd be careful putting your faith in the CPP. Up next, liberal Canadian news outlets are telling Canadians not to go to the United States because of the travel risks. I'm going to Florida as a snowbird just because of all this nonsense. And if I ever choose to date again, I'd probably have better luck with American women than I ever had with Canadian ones. Reporters like this one don't like Trump and want to punish the American economy because he's in power. Canada's gone crazy with Trump derangement syndrome too. Number 19, a woman in Glasgow was raped and had a miscarriage, and Mr. Muhammad was only sentenced to 12 months. Meanwhile, if you make a hateful tweet, you go away for 2 to 7 years. Eventually, people will start to organize and get violent against the government for doing this. They know this. That's why the UK is pushing full steam ahead for digital IDs. If you meet people in person, then they'll embed their informants there. The best way to rebel is for individuals to do it independently. The government knows that too and is already installing cameras to read people's facial expressions. At that point, all you can do is leave and let it all crumble. Moving on, meanwhile in Australia, the government said that there was zero evidence the two guys using long-distance hole punchers on tiny hats on the beach were radicalized. Australia has become a crazy kangaroo town, and they too are now censoring the internet by restricting freedom of speech while forcing people to use digital IDs. One day when the resistance goes underground, all their control measures won't work anymore. This is Islam. No radicalization needed. Keep hiring them female DEI cops. Islam thanks you. Number 21, looks like America is about to follow in Canada's coffin prints, as the New York governor says she's reaching a deal to legalize medically assisted dying. We're all going to be living in a modern day Logan's Run shortly. Eventually, insurance companies will just deny your coverage and tell you to go off yourself. Yet another reason people should become independently wealthy and seek treatment outside the West. Try and build a portable internet income somehow. Up next, NVIDIA is cutting gaming GPU production by 30 to 40% in 2026. Why is PC and console gaming dying all of a sudden? Have women working in the gaming industry really ruined the industry that much? You know what this means, don't you? That gaming is going to become even more expensive. In reality, the GPUs are going to go to AI instead. That is, so long as the bubble doesn't burst. Whatever the outcome, NVIDIA seems to have abandoned their roots. Number 23, look who's trying to be traditional now after selling bathwater to simps. Belle Delphine bought a farm and got some sheep, and the sheep want to say hello. There is no way of sneaking her way in the tradwife line after she's done all that corn. Remember everyone, the tradwives don't have their poop shoot pictures and videos floating out there in the interwebs. And as per usual, she did the traditional woman meme where she stands in front of the object that she photographs. Moving on, Netflix canceled its gay military service show called Boots, which the Pentagram calls woke garbage. Good, and for a minute there I thought that was Elliot Page as Rambo in Shoot Back Mountain. I didn't even know this total dumpster fire even existed. To be honest though, I'm kind of disappointed because I was looking forward to watching Trambo episodes. I bet the enemy won't spot them when they sport those rainbow camouflage outfits. Number 25 and the last one, would you watch this? You know you will when AI finally makes episodes of it. But something tells me that's not standard Starfleet regulation footwear. They also either need pantyhose, or AI needs to do better at rendering attractive knees, because those look awful. The video version of this image actually makes the knees and legs look a lot better too. Too bad Wednesday doesn't look that good anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.